Time for our Health Talk program with Michaela Kienitz. She is the CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for taking time to visit with us this month.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
I know that, it's been a busy month for the hospital board. You had a couple of meetings, actually. You had a quick one a little earlier in the month. The big thing from that, obviously, was we got bids and we're going forward with a roofing project that does include the helipad.
Yep, we're going to get a new helipad. We're really excited about it. It's taken some wear and tear over the years, you know, that it's been up there, and the Iowa winters are really hard on it, and so it's just time to replace it. And so we went, took the project out to bid and got our bids, and we're moving forward. Hopefully we'll get it finished by the end of November.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed. That is going to be starting fairly quick, because what your contractor was talking about, beginning of August, really getting. I know initially when the board was talking about it, you were hoping maybe October or something like that, but it sounds like they want to get up and get going on it and get that taken care of.
Yeah, I think we're aiming for a August 5th start date on that project, and I think, you know, that'll be some preliminary things, I'm sure, but just really wanting to get going on it, and I think that is in order to try to get it done as soon as we can prior to, you know, snow falling and winter getting here.
So the helipad part of it, but you do have some roofing that's also going to be done.
Yeah, the helipad is a pretty large kind of square concrete area in the center of a big piece of roofing that is over the emergency department area. And so all of that is going to be replaced where the helipad is located at.
So you were got pretty fortunate. You had some pretty good bids for that.
We did have some good bids. I think our estimated price was a bit more than the bids came in. I think the whole project in total is going to cost us around, you know, $1.2, $1.3 million. We had originally thought it would cost around $1.6 million or so. So I think that we got pretty lucky with some good bids and some good contractors that Graham Construction, who is our project manager for this, they've worked with a lot of these companies in the past, and so I'm pretty excited and confident that we're going to get a really good product in the end, and these folks really are well-versed in projects like this.
Well, we'll look forward to that going on. For those that are wondering, the MRI truck should be out of there by then, by the time we start.
Yeah, I think the MRI truck is going to be leaving probably next week, and well, hopefully in time for that to begin. So yeah, Hopefully next week we get that moved out, and then the helipad project stuff will be in that same location. So we're not going to get a reprieve on our parking situation from the MRI truck being here, but It will just switch from one thing to the next.
Yeah, but we got to get it done. I know, because even the stuff on the helipad, the roofing, I know that's been kind of one of those that's been there over the last couple of years. We got a plan for it. We got it. And the board's known about this all along. It's just a matter of when do we go ahead and make that move. So we're into that time now. So.
Yep. I think that there's been some talks about the helipad for a while, and some of the things, you know, that affected our salt and things that we use in the wintertime. And it does not have a heated walkway. It doesn't have heat in it. And so the new one will. And so that will be really nice. And it should be able to last a little bit longer if we do that, and that will also protect the roofing and some of those things around it.
So people are going to say, okay, where are we? Are we going to land the helicopter in the same way we used to on the south side or in that south parking lot area? And actually, you're going to go more towards the clinic in the parking lot over there, I believe.
Yes, there's a parking lot directly behind the north clinic, and that is the area that we use to land the helicopter currently if we're doing any work on the helipad, painting and whatnot. Okay. And so we will have the helipad land in that area, and that will be, you know, all marked off, and no one will be able to park there for the duration of this project. So that is going to put a small pinch in our parking situation for staff. It's mostly a parking lot that staff uses, but I think that will be okay. And we do, like I said, we do that once in a while now. So all the pilots are comfortable with that, and that's really our plan to move forward.
I was going to say, yes, we do check with pilots before we do this stuff.
We do, yes. We've contacted the pilots multiple times on this project from the various air care services. And so, you know, they have been weighing in on what things they need to see and would like to have happen and where they can land and all those kinds of things. So they're very important in our decision making.
So I know people are going to say, well, I thought the MRI was in and usable middle of the month. And yes, it was, but the truck is still there because you had a technology, basically something that your CIO said, we need to upgrade this computer.
Yeah, we got a new MRI, and it came with an older version of a computer. And so when we updated that computer here, and we recognized this when the MRI started going live. And so we updated that computer, and that caused us to need to do a little bit more training with our staff. And so we kept the mobile unit here for that training purpose, and that is happening this week. So that's why I said hopefully next week we'll be moving the truck out of here and we can start the helipad work. But, yeah, we had to upgrade a computer, which is, you know, interesting when you're looking at a new piece of equipment like the MRI. So, but now it's where it should be, and we've got the equipment that we need to make it work correctly.
Yeah. As long as we're talking about technology, obviously the global IT issue that came up, and I know that the board, when they met, Evan was able to give them an update on what happened. For the hospital itself, you guys were you weren't using that particular application, so it didn't really affect you very much. But some of your vendors obviously were affected by it.
Yeah, I think our providers use something called Dragon, and Dragon is a dictation service, and so it's actually a device that we have, and so that was the only thing that was really affected here was Dragon, and I think that's been all resolved quickly, but we were pretty lucky. I think some hospitals and healthcare did not probably have the luck that we did, and that we don't use any of that, any of the equipment that really affected the outage that happened in the globe.
And speaking of which, the board did get a little update from Evan that we are going to be, even though the migration, everything's been done, and meeting a lot of other things, working on a lot of software and making sure they all work together, always a challenge. But he did say we have some old hardware that needs to be replaced.
We do have some old hardware, and I think that, you know, when I started here, I started recognizing that there were some things that were outdated, and so we've been working through that process to identify the hardware that's old and then start having kind of a replacement cycle for that hardware. It's sort of like when we talk about the ambulances and having them on a regular replacement rotation. That's kind of the same thing with IT equipment that we should be doing, and so we're, you know, catching up from being a little bit behind the eight ball on this, where we have probably a third of our computers that probably need to be updated or so, maybe a little bit less than that, but really trying to work on having a plan for continuous replacement of that equipment to keep everything up to date like it should be.
Well, now you've got somebody in-house that can keep track of all that for you. That's the good thing. Plus, you got your finance officer. How's Chris been doing, picking up the things that are going on?
Yeah, Chris is doing great. He's spent a lot of his first few weeks here really assessing the financial situation of the organization, getting to know people, working with his direct reports quite a bit. I think he's going to be doing a deep dive into our revenue cycle and trying to identify areas where we can either make improvement or, you know, if there's processes that aren't working the way that we want them to work, we can work on doing some process improvement. But he's been doing an awesome job, and I'm really happy to have him here.
Got to say that the one thing that we do know is we ended the fiscal year. Now we're into the new fiscal year. It came out, looked really good at the end of the recently completed fiscal year. Pretty strong, had some good, returns from Medicare.
Yeah, we had a really, really good, strong year this year financially. Medicaid-directed payments really affected our year, and it you know, gave us a very positive bottom line. And so that's something we're looking forward to again this year. And, you know, folks might wonder, why does a hospital that's a nonprofit organization need to have such a strong bottom line? And typically you would not see that, and we would work for that not to be the case. But I think it's really important that we continue to have that strong bottom line so that we can increase our borrowing power to do a facility project like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, definitely parts of our building that are pretty old, and we need to really work on how we can tackle doing a large project.
Well, I can remember the day when there wasn't that much cash on hand, and those are issues that at least we're doing very well right now. I know you've got a goal, and typically an operation would probably be, I think what you have right around, you're looking at about 120 days cash on hand. That would be pretty reasonable for most large facilities, because you got to remember, you got a pretty good sized payroll and everything. And you're somewhere just shy of the around 95 days or so. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. I think, you know, there have been times in this organization that our days cash on hand have been pretty low prior to me getting here. And even while I've been here, we've just continuously worked to increase our days cash on hand. And like you said, we're around 95 right now. Our goal for this fiscal year is to get to 120. And kind of I would like to see the organization stabilize at 120 and us do all the work that it takes to maintain that number. I think that's a really strong place to be for an organization, especially an organization our size. But I think, you know, there's a lot of work to do because we only know that Medicaid-directed payments are approved for 1 year at a time. And so it's important for us to make sure that we're addressing the underlying things that cause our days cash on hand to not be what we want it to be and not just sort of let the Medicaid-directed payments sort of cover that up.
Sure.
And so we're continuing to do that hard work. And that's part of, you know, Chris talking about our revenue cycle and things that we want to review. All those things that we do contribute to that. And so just continuing to do the hard work and make some of the tough decisions that we need to make to get our organization to a really stable, strong spot. The Medicaid-directed payments are wonderful, and you know we're really grateful for them, but I don't want that to be the only thing that we really rely on.
I was going to say that a lot of people tend to forget that should something occur where you're not going to have income or that stream coming in, and if you've got payroll to meet every other week. So, I mean, it's
right.
It's a sizable payroll.
Yeah, I think when Brian Green was here, our auditor, I don't know if you remember the exact number, Jim, but I think he said it was around $138,000 a day or so to run the organization.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about days cash on hand, it's really important that if something would happen and we weren't able to, you know, somehow produce revenue, that we can continue to operate because people depend on us and our staff depend on us and all those things. And so it's really important that we do focus on that day's cash on hand. And so last year, our organizational goal was to have a positive bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, then Medicaid-directed payments happened, so we didn't feel like that was a very good goal for this year because we know that the bottom line is going to be positive. So we did change it to focus on day's cash
sure.
on hand.
Sure. A couple of other quick things on the business side as we're going forward. I do know that the board did decide to terminate the contract physical therapy. You're pretty much bringing it in-house. I believe you got a lot of the same people still down there, still same location, and still trying to continue to provide that service.
Absolutely. We are continuing to provide all the services that we were providing with that contract. And we did end up just bringing it in-house and hired the majority of the staff to stay here with us. And so there hasn't really been a disruption in service. I think that you know, there was some concern that we wouldn't be having that service, but we need to have that service, especially because we provide inpatient care. And so it's just as strong as it always was. And so we're excited just to see how the future moves forward with our therapy changes.
Well, Capital Orthopedics have done some joint replacements. Sounds like things have been going pretty good, or at least in the initial getting started on this. You had a couple that were scheduled here for the month of July, and I'm guessing right now they're looking to gradually ramp that up.
Yeah, I think Dr. Peterson was here and did two total joints recently. I think maybe here in July he did them.
Yeah.
And I think that the OR staff felt like it went wonderfully, and he's very nice to work with. And Logan Driscoll, his PA, is also wonderful. He's a great asset to the team. And so I think it's been going really good. Dr. Doerman has done some surgeries as well, and those have been excellent also. And so I think we're really excited to see that ramp up. I think Dr. Peterson said his goal is to be able to do about 6 total joints a day when he's here. He's here once a month. And so we'll just continue to see that service grow and expand. And then on top of that, we'll have Dr. Doerman, who mostly focuses on shoulder and arm, doing his surgeries as well. And then you know, with Iowa Ortho, we still have Dr. Paulson here, and he's doing a lot of surgeries, a lot of hand, carpal tunnel kind of stuff. And so our orthopedic practices right now, what we offer for that, I think is really strong. And like you said, just continuing to grow and ramp up.
And I know that people tend to forget at the same time, we do have general surgery going on too.
Yeah, we have general surgery, and we have podiatry going on. And so we have, when we combine all of those things together, you know, it's a pretty busy OR down there, and then we do have some other visiting providers that do some OR, and then we have a couple of our family practice docs that do colonoscopies and endoscopy and things like that,
yeah.
And so it's busy down there.
Keeps it. That's the pressure's on, because I remember in the olden days, the old operating rooms before we got these, which are 20 years old. I mean, that's the challenge. Continue to keep everything updated in there too, because if you don't keep up with the technology and everything, you tend to get behind, and that's a bit more of a challenge there too.
Absolutely.
Some of the other things that have been going on, I know that besides the all the work that's going on with this, you'd ended up with like 113 babies on the fiscal year. That was pretty good.
We did. I would say it's probably one of our biggest accomplishments from, you know, fiscal year 24. There were probably three really big accomplishments that we made this year, one being our IT server migration and changes to internal IT. The second would be our orthopedic changes.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. And then the third would be these births. We worked so hard on growing our OB services this year. And so I think our OB numbers, like you said, we ended the year at 113 for the fiscal year. That was a 34% increase from the prior year. And so it's just really exciting. Our staff have worked really hard on that. And then I think for the calendar year, it looks like we are on target to deliver 120 babies this calendar year. And so that's really good. I think 100 is kind of the standard where we want to be to make sure that we have, you know, our skill set really good with our staff and, you know, staying competent and those kind of things. And so exceeding that is just amazing. And we're really excited about the growth in that area.
So I was going to let folks know that, yes, we do have the new fiscal year starting. And the one thing that you do, and it continues, I remember we used to call it a MAP or management action plan, but you have goals. I mean, there are goals, operational goals. There are some things now that you're actually tracking that maybe weren't tracked as much previously, but you've got some areas where you would like to continue to see improvement. You always want to see growth every year if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at, we have pillars that we focus our goals around. And so one of those is growth. We focus heavily on that area. And so we're hoping to see all of our outpatient areas grow by about 3% in this next year. And OB is, you know, one of those, like you said, and so is orthopedics and all these things. We're just continuing to try really hard to grow and serve those who, you know, are in our communities. I think that's our mission, and we want to meet that mission. And so it's, you know, it's our responsibility to continue to grow and to bring specialists here and to provide that care locally that people want.
And the other is keep your staff. Your staff, that's a big one. And again, I know you get a lot of input from them.
Absolutely. I mean, we could not do what we do without our staff. They are the lifeblood of this organization, and they're wonderful. And we're so lucky to have such great staff and great providers, great board members, you know. So I think we do work a lot on one of our pillars is people, and we focus a lot on retention and working right now on reward and recognition and different things that we can do for them. But yeah, they make the world go around here at the hospital.
Before I run out of time, a couple of different things. You did work with McFarland. You have a urologist coming over. Sounds like he's been, again, Dr. Paul is coming over to Boone for clinics, and he got booked up pretty fast.
He did. He'll be here 2 half-days a month, and so his first day was July 19th, and sounds like that was a full and really successful clinic. And so McFarland and I have talked about if he gets, you know, full all the time, that the potential is there to increase his time here. We just wanted to get a kind of a starting point and see how full he would be and how many referrals we would have. And so it sounds like it's going really good so far. So we'll just keep an eye on that and see if we can expand that down the road.
So everything's going pretty good. Dr. Gordon is on time, but he's going on maternity leave here for a little while.
His wife is having a baby here in August. We're excited for them. And so he's here and getting started. He's been really busy, you know, getting set up with a lot of new patients. And then he'll be gone for a couple of weeks, and then he'll be back in, you know, later August and ready to really get rocking and rolling. So we're excited to have him here. He's been a breath of fresh air. And I think the staff have referred to him as a ray of sunshine. And so I think a lot of patients really like him. He's going to be a great addition to our team.
And we know that Dr. Logan here in a couple of weeks, he will be wrapping up his time serving the community.
He will be. You know, Dr. Logan will be really missed by our team and his patients. He's just a really great guy to work with. He was the chief of staff when I came, and I just have really appreciated his leadership, and he just brings a lot to our team, and so we are going to be really sad to see him go. But we do wish him well, of course. I hope he really enjoys his retirement. I think he's planning on doing quite a bit of traveling in his time with camping and whatnot, so I'm excited for him to get to do those things.
And the other new physicians that we have gradually will be coming in here over the next several weeks as well.
Yes, we've got Dr. Hernandez joining us in September and Dr. Holmes joining us in October. And so we're really excited for that. Again, that's going to help grow our OB services and add in those family practice providers that we've been needing, especially we've been really needing to get another provider over at our Ogden clinic to fill that gap from Dr. Chance leaving. So we're really excited to get those two on board and get going.
Well, some of the win things I know you like to do, always mention, obviously the food for kids has been exceptionally good again this year. You're seeing some really good numbers on that. And you get a lot of people helping out with that.
Yeah, Food for Kids has been really awesome. It's, you know, something we started last year, and it's just kind of amazing to me. And you know, like Troy pointed out yesterday in the board meeting, it's fun to see our staff loading up the truck and our staff, you know, putting the bags together and our volunteers really helping us out from our auxiliary. It's just kind of a whole team effort. So far this year, we've given out 839 bags of food and seven big family boxes of food, and there's a couple of weeks left. And so I'm you know, looking forward to see what the total is at the end of the season and how much really help we were able to give to our communities. And the need is out there, so I'm happy that we're able to come to the table and help in this way.
There were other things that come to mind for you on big wins that you had?
You know, I just, like I said, I think that reflecting on the fiscal year of 24 is you know, valuable, and I think that we did a lot of great things. We made a lot of big changes, like I said, the Capital Ortho change, the IT infrastructure, the server migration and bringing that in-house, and then, you know, just really working on OB growth and growing some of our other things. Being able to recruit new family practice providers and OB providers is a really big win for us. So, you know, 2024 was a really good year, and so I'm looking forward to 2025 and hope that we can continue to do those things, you know, even further on.
I know one of your goals is to try to get more people to use the health portal.
Yeah, we
being
do.
Being one
we,
that
we,
knows how to do that, and I do go there, but roughly you've got a number of people that do it, but you would like to see that number going up.
We would like to see that number going up. We know it affects patient satisfaction. We know it affects quality. We know it affects, you know, the way that people feel about their care because they're able to get the results quicker. They're not waiting for phone calls, those kind of things. So we really want to help people use the portal. I also recognize that for some folks that's challenging, and so I think one of our IT staff, Kelly, she just did the EEU on that topic. So if folks are interested in learning more about the portal, there's information there. And then we're working really hard to make sure we're educating our patients when they come use our services about the portal and helping them get signed up and doing all the things that it takes for them to log into that and be able to use that so it's convenient for them.
Well, it's a busy time over there, and we haven't even talked about resurfacing the parking lots and stuff, which is still coming, folks. It's still in the work. So
yep,
it's going to be busy around there.
There's so much going on. The parking lot project is probably going to somewhat coincide with the helipad project, which, you know, is again going to affect parking for staff, and it shouldn't affect patient parking too much. Maybe a little bit. Patient parking at the South Clinic will be affected when we do that. We're doing the patient parking lot there, so which is, you know, in bad need of being replaced. So I think that'll be a welcome change. But, you know, just some logistics to work through while we do those projects. But there's constantly stuff going on, and we're constantly trying to improve and you know, make the repairs and fix the things up that we need to fix up so that, you know, it's safe here for people to come get care, and we don't want people tripping or things like that. So just trying to keep everything up to date.
I was going to say, it's inconvenient while it's happening, but it's nice when it's done.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Michaela Keenan's our guest on our program. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Jim.